Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Alabama, and this is a sad statistic, but very predictable. Alabama has one of the lowest percentages of its population vaccinated, any vaccination, 34.1%, a little over a third. A little over a third of Alabama has been vaccinated. If you walk into a crowd in Alabama anywhere, you can pretty well bet that two-thirds of them have not been vaccinated. This is all part of the Trump lie. There are two lies. One is that the election was illegitimate, and the other one is that masking, distancing, and vaccinations are a bad thing or dangerous or shouldn't be done or they're an offense to your liberty. And in Alabama, that's apparently gotten sway. Well, the Delta variant is ravaging Alabama. You know, people talk about, oh, well, you know, okay, there's a new variant, there's a Delta variant. Well, now there's a beta variant in France, which really came from South Africa. It's really the South African variant. We knew there was a South African variant. We knew there's a Brazilian variant. There's a UK variant. There's all sorts of variants. Why is that? Because the virus mutates. It's not that it has a brain and decides to mutate. It just happens to mutate randomly. And if you have a large population, it's like a playing field for mutation. Whereas if 90% of Alabama had been vaccinated, it would have had a 10% field to mutate, and that's not enough. That's why herd immunity is important to stop mutations. Anyway, here's what's going on in Alabama. Infections have risen by more than 400% in the last 3 weeks. There were 179 new infections at the beginning of July. There are 916 as of yesterday, 411% increase. The 7-day average tripled in 2 weeks. On July 10, there were 472 new cases. The figures I gave you about 179,906 are hospitalizations. But just new infections before hospitalization, July 10, 472. On Saturday, they were 1,495. Yesterday, there were 1,536 new infections. Finally, the governor, a woman named Kay Ivey, was asked, why is this happening? Why is this happening? And she finally said, well, it's because of unvaccinated people. The Delta variant, which is especially virulent and especially transmissible, is spreading through them. And what she left out was that she and Trump and others have discouraged masks, discouraged distancing, and everyone down there in the Republican Party with Trump at the helm has discouraged vaccination. If that governor early on, and if Trump early on, and if the senators down there early on had gone publicly on television and said, here's me getting vaccinated. You know, Trump got vaccinated in January and hid it, didn't tell anybody. So he can go to his rallies and make fun of vaccinations when he's been vaccinated and so's his family. But if they'd all gotten up there and said, look, this is just common sense. Don't even call it science if that gets people riled up. Common sense. It's common sense. If you get this vaccination, you almost certainly won't get it. If you do get it by accident, the 1% or 2%, 1%, 0.1% who do, you won't get sick. You won't need a ventilator and you will not die. On the other hand, if you don't get this, you almost certainly will. You don't get this vaccine, you almost certainly will get the Delta variant. It has a high transmission rate, mortality rate, and so forth. And so please get vaccinated. If they had said that, if they had just said that, and that had been the message, there'd be a lot fewer deaths, a lot fewer new infections in Alabama. Say it again. At the beginning of July, there were 179 people hospitalized for this infection. As of Monday of this week, there were 916, 411% increase. 7-day average has tripled in 2 weeks. On July 10, there were 472 new cases, which is more than there'd been in the past. On Saturday, there were 1,495 new cases. Yesterday, there were 1,536 new cases. This is the way it goes up. This is the way it goes up. In Alabama, the virus has mutated because it has a playing field. It has free food. It's like pouring honey on the floor and the ants swarm around. That's what's happening in Alabama. They've poured honey on the floor. They've attracted the ants. But that analogy isn't 100% because ants aren't fatal. It's just nasty looking. You can clean it up. You can't bring somebody back from the dead. You cannot bring somebody back from the dead. And let me tell you something. Alabama isn't the only one. One that has a lot more serious implication for the 2024 election is DeSantis in Florida. Now, for some reason, in all the polling, like who should be in the Republican Party, who should be the Republican nominee in 2024, Trump is always in first place, but it's with somewhere around 40%. It's a lot. Look, this is not ranked choice voting, it's plurality voting. And if he gets in a primary and he gets 40% and the others split up the rest of it, and one gets 11% and somebody else gets 5%, he's going to be the nominee. That's very dangerous. However, the guy who comes in second in all these polls is Ron DeSantis of Florida, governor of Florida. He's been quite sly. He does a tap dance, pretends to tap dance with Trump, and every step or two, he steps away and then he steps back, and somehow he's bamboozled them. So on things like COVID, he's very anti-vax, anti-mask, anti-distancing. But in some of the crazier Trump stuff, like there's a rally and he's going to say some crazy stuff, DeSantis has a scheduling conflict. So that passes a statesmanship. And anyway, Trump's already said that if Trump's nominated, he'll pick DeSantis as his VP. So DeSantis is a major player, whatever happens. Well, 20%, one in five of new infections in this country is coming from Florida. And they do not have one in five. They don't have 20% of the population in this country. If they had 20% of the population, they'd have 68 million people. And they don't. Okay, they don't. So one in five new infections is coming out of Florida. There were 73,000 cases last week in Florida. 73,000 in 1 week. There's been a 400% increase from July 1 to July 22, about 3 weeks, 400% increase. It's all Delta variant. It's all people who go around saying, well, you know, the governor doesn't think I should get vaccinated. The governor has opposed mandatory vaccinations or even encouraging vaccinations. The governor has opposed mask mandates, has made it impossible legally for cities to impose their own mask mandate. What, you don't believe in local control? Oh yeah, I believe in local control. Oh, you do, DeSantis? But why aren't you letting Miami put in a mask mandate? Well, there have to be exceptions to local control. And then on and on and on and on. This guy is not fit to be president of the United States. But in the Republican Party, if things take a bad bounce, which they will, Trump is under investigation, criminal investigation in New York, not just his company, not just Alan Weisselberg, his CFO, Trump himself. And if he gets nabbed, all they got is DeSantis. And this clown has accounted for 20% of the new infections in the country, 73,000 cases last week. That is the COVID report, and it's bad, and it's coming from Trump states like Alabama and Florida. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.